Brendan, I don't know what you're thinking about doing for the new year, what your ritual is.
I don't really have one. I'm kind of like you. I heard you saying that before, that you're not really a New Year's Eve kind of guy.
Yeah.
But and I feel the same way. I actually, a lot of that stuff depresses me, Auld Lang Syne and those songs that they play. I just get a sense of melancholy around the new year.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. As I get older, and maybe it's always been, I'm losing my ability. My defenses are breaking down, and I realize I'm outside of doing what I do as a comic or doing what I do as a radio performer. I am a fairly shy person, and I don't like crowds. I like a few people. So generally on New Year's, I'll try and find a couple of people and go somewhere where a lot of people aren't.
Right.
And just, and just have dinner and kind of...
That's the best way to do it. You just celebrating with the people that are close to you.
I've been in that momentum before. I just remember, oddly, it's like a weird Bill Hicks story. I remember, there's just always a panic. And I remember as a kid, this is not the Bill Hicks story, but when I was in high school, do you remember knowing, there was a party somewhere?
Right.
There was two or three parties, and you always had, a fragment of an address, and one guy always says he knows where it is. And, how many times when you were a kid were you in a car with three of your friends, drinking, beer in the car at midnight going, "Damn, I thought you said it was right here. Where is it?"
Right.
And you pull up to a house, and there's no noise, there's no sounds, there's no party.
But the great realization is in knowing that you were actually having the party in that car. That was your New Year's.
Right.
You will have that memory more than you'll have the time that you went to the gala event with 500 people.
Yeah, because you get lost in it.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I remember Bill Hicks lived here. He was a comedian, for those of you who don't know. He lived in New York briefly, and I guess it was, I don't even remember what year that was. That must have been 1989. And I just remember it was New Year's Eve. We were at the Improv, which was on 44th Street, which is at that time was done. I mean, it's a weird thing. Now, Bud Friedman, who owns most of the Improvs, who started the nationwide chain, he had a wife named Silver, and they owned the original Improv in New York, and Silver had that one. That was the only one she had. He couldn't open one in New York, but she had this old Improv, which was this run-down little place with a lot of sad pictures on the wall. Great pictures of people from the history of comedy, but it just was run down, and it was kind of done. And I just remember sitting in there with Dan Vitale, who's another comic, and it was New Year's, and we knew just blocks away there were just thousands of people waiting for this ball to drop, and we were like, "I'm not going. I'm not going to go. It's crazy. I don't want to do it." And then Hicks walks in, who just started living in New York. He's like, "We got to go see the ball." And I'm like, "Oh, are you serious?" He's like, "Yeah, let's go." Yeah, this could be anybody, but it was Bill. So we left, and we hit this wall of people, and we saw some guy getting his ass kicked. I mean, just getting, there were just thousands of people, and just people were gathered around. This fight was going on, and we couldn't get, of course, you can't get anywhere near
right.
the ball. It's 11:45 at this point in time, and it's coming up, it's five till, and Hicks and everyone looks at me, we all look at each other. He's like, "This is crazy, man. Let's go back to the Improv." So we went back, and there's 12 people there. Like, "Yay, Happy New Year, New York," and that was it.
But that was, I guarantee, Mark, that was more fun than getting pickpocketed and, vaguely looking at Dick Clark from the middle of Times Square.
Yeah, if you can even see him.
Yeah.
And who's doing it this year? Regis.
Regis.
I sometimes feel so detached from the momentum of culture.